So y'all ready to get back in the van?
My name's Todd Wilch. I'm the director of Youth Engagement and Outreach. We go out on outreach Monday through Friday, some Saturdays, in the mornings, in the evenings, and we go out just allowing you to understand who we are. We give out hygiene kits, blankets like we gave out tonight, and so it's helpful. And then a lot of times when they build up trust with us, then they'll come and see the facility and come in and help us support them get off the streets. All right, so we're gonna go to, if you saw in that video, it was a place called the Bridge to Nowhere. Mm-hmm. And that's a place that we go frequently. We won't have time to really do everything that I like to show you. And then we'll ride over by the bluff. I know you probably heard about the bluff. And hey, we have some blankets. You like a blanket?
Yes, sir.
We have one of the blankets? Yeah. Here you go.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. When we get up, you'll see the train. There's a train running now. So there's a lot of people who catch the trains to different cities, and then they'll sleep up under this bridge here. We try not to go up under there because there's a lot of things that go on up under, but they'll come up top sometimes when they hear us. And so they call this the Bridge to Nowhere because as we walk up, it drops off. There's nothing up there. It just completely drops off. So they finished off that area up there and they just cut the bridge off. And so you have a beautiful view of the city, but it's kind of bad.
We were praying. I don't know, I've never seen anything like this before. My name is Minister Carolyn Cotton Williams. Growing up, you know, with my boys and always having what we need. It's just, I can't explain it. I just can't explain how it's possible that an individual has to sleep outside in the cold, the coldest night of the year, and they just do what they need to do. But I can't save everybody. So, but God can.
My name is Latasha Levitt. I'm the drop-in case manager here, and I work with solely non-residents. So we just got off the bus from doing outreach, and now we're headed to hear the story of Kezia.
My name is Kezia Woods. I am here to share with you my journey to Covenant House. I was born on December 7th, 1994 in Atlanta, Georgia. I was raped continuous times by my uncles and my biological dad from the ages of 3 to 18. This 15 years of abuse affected my social life and well-being. In 2015, I became homeless. I was on the street for 9 months. There was a time when I didn't know where my next meal was coming from. The staff at the Covenant House immediately gave the feeling of a home for the first time. The staff took me under their wing. I was nervous about coming to shelter because I had never been in this type of environment, but it was the best experience I've ever had. The staff here helped me to reach my full potential. I was in the shelter for 6 weeks. During that time, my case manager helped me get into Atlanta Metro, where I'm currently taking business administration. I'm happy because I just found out I'm graduating in May. So I'm happy.